A man that presides over a courtroom trying criminals is a
lawyer?
Judge.
Oh, judge.
Criminal judge.
Okay. If somebody is going to school, he's a
student.
Student.
Yeah. If you're in business, a lot of times you have a young lady sits around and types. She's your
secretary.
Secretary.
Okay. The do they have a name around here for part-time preacher?
Not lay no lay reader or no.
No, well, they have an assistant pastor at American Reformed Church.
They don't have anything that's not quite that organized. In other words, a fellow just goes around preaching, maybe collecting some money and
have a journal. Well, over on Bailey Corner, probably Newland, southeast here, about 12.
What? What are they?
Do they have a name for that kind of guy?
Well, Ralph.
What is
brother.
He though? What is
I don't
he?
Know.
I don't know either.
You never heard the term like jackleg preacher or anything like that?
No, I've never heard that.
Okay. What do you call a local township officer here?
Trustee.
Okay.
Trustee.
The you mentioned the term the colored people and the Gary a while ago. What's your usual term for the
Negro?
Okay, that's a polite term, or?
No, I always call them Negroes.
Okay. What about you, Mr. Ruff?
Well, in general, we call Negroes a bunch of us talking uptown are just niggers.
All right.
No, I never
You know,
say
it depends
that.
A little on who you're talking with as to how you use it.
All right.
You try to at least be a little bit polite, but usually if there's a bunch of us gabbing uptown, it's a bunch of niggers from Gary.
All right. The you wouldn't use the term darky or anything?
Oh, occasionally, but not too often.
No, okay. I think I usually say Negroes.
Okay. A while ago, as a matter of fact, I said there were two terms I wanted to ask about that just happened up. One of them I heard while we were off the tape. You mentioned a hillbilly, and then a little bit later on, you, while we were off the tape, you mentioned a hoosier.
Hoosier.
Yeah. Is there any difference between these two terms?
Oh, a hoosier is a native Indiana.
What we usually think about being a hillbilly is
Kentucky.
Off here northeast, southeast rather, is a, a big muck area that 50, 60 years ago didn't grow anything but onions. Now there's a man taking over most of it, and he's drained it. He's fixed it up so he can drain it when it's wet, and he can hold the water or raise the water when it's dry.
Hello?
And he's
yeah.
a progressive farmer. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He spends his money the right way.
Oh, well,
hires
listen.
An awful lot of people, but when these onions were raised in here years ago, they
and,
imported a lot of people from Kentucky
yeah.
because
well,
they worked for cheap. And they were, honestly,
so
as hillbillies. They come
so
out of Kentucky
come.
Hills, and they just soon cut your gizzard out and talk to you if you get them mad.
Well, I'm
A lot of that stuff goes on out there yet, but it's tapering off. I mean, the younger ones are a little more refined, but they still got that hot streak in them,
yeah.
and we call them hillbillies.
So there are people actually from Kentucky or something?
Well,
actually people from the hills is what
well,
they are. When you talk about a hillbilly,
well,
that's what you're referring to.
You call them KYs, too, as far as that goes.
yeah.
KYs, that'd be short for Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentuckians. Hillbillies or KYs, it's a lower class.
What I'd call Hoosiers are, there used to be a family lived up here two doors east, their name was and they're old people from way back when the land was
uh-huh.
taken from the government, see.
Mm-hmm.
and they've always
Indians,
lived
I guess.
In and around it, Indiana. They probably, years ago, came from other parts of the country too, but most of them were people that lived here